The IMF has reached a staff-level agreement for a $15.6 billion loan for Ukraine. That cash delivered over 4 years, with the latter phase supporting the nation's recovery and reconstruction. It's the first time in the International Monetary Fund's 77-year history that it's made a loan to a nation currently at war. The loan is subject to approval still by the fund's executive board. And former UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he did not deliberately mislead the House of Commons over a series of rule-breaking parties during COVID lockdowns. His 52-page legal submission comes ahead of a highly anticipated televised hearing by a parliamentary committee today. If Johnson is found in contempt of Parliament, he could be suspended and potentially face a re-election fight in his constituency. And Bloomberg has learned the EU has proposed a roadmap for addressing German concerns over its planned ban on new cars with combustion engines. In a letter to Berlin seen by Bloomberg, the European Commission promised to publish timelines to allow new combustion engines running on e-fuels to be registered after the 2035 ban. Global News, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in over 120 countries. I'm Madison Mills, and this is Bloomberg.